Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. Everything was working out. All the things that we were talking about that would make you believe that the Yankees had an opportunity to come back down 3-0. Aaron Judge hits a home run. Back-to-back in a belly-to-belly with Jazz Chisholm. You've got Gerrit Cole on the mound. He's throwing a no-hitter. This was it. They're emptying the tank. They're ready to go back to L.A. It's 5-0. And then the fifth inning happens. One of the most inexcusable, embarrassing, pathetic performances in a World Series that will be seared into the brains of Yankee fans forever. Now, they weren't going to come back and win this series because nobody's done it, and it was a very slim chance, but to go out like that on your home turf and, by the way, regain the lead and blow that too, you could not write a worse story for the Yankees to end their season. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. You know, I'm not a Yankee fan.
You were yesterday that, right? When you said we.
Well, I didn't really say that, but I'm not a Yankee fan. You know that, and that has been well chronicled on this program over the last 18 years. But I will say this. I am a baseball fan, and I am a New York fan. And there were guys that I was rooting for. I told you when this whole thing started, the World Series started and the Yankees made it, that I was rooting for Aaron Boone and for Brian Cashman because, you know, it's just relentless. People are relentless, and this radio station can be relentless in regard to who they are, what they've done here, and they have been successful. They haven't won a World Series, and some people would judge their success on the World Series, and together they haven't done that. Yesterday, as you just said, and as you just pointed out, what had to be about as embarrassing as it gets. Now, it's one thing to drop a fly ball. It's another thing to be caught in between and not make a great throw to third base. Those are physical errors that, you know, they've made throughout the years, and it's been sloppy, and it's just part of the game, and I almost can actually understand those things. What I don't understand is your $36 million pitcher who's in the midst of a great outing, now who has been victimized by those two errors, for sure. All he has to do is cover first base, and you have a guy at first base who could just maybe run as if the pitcher's not there and not just assume somebody's going to be doing their job when all you have to do is your job as well. And this is a guy who gave the big speech to the team, Anthony Rizzo. And I was shocked. I was really angry last night. And I was angry for Yankee fans. And I thought that I felt like I was a vehicle for them to just let it all out. You know what I mean? And what that play between Cole and Rizzo exemplified in this World Series was just how much more it actually meant to the Dodgers to win the damn thing. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I felt like there was never a moment in this series or the series prior to this. You want to say something about Dave Roberts letting a game go with the bullpen and managing the bullpen in different ways and recognizing that, you know, you need four wins. You're not going to get it all in one game. So let a game go by the wayside. Okay, you could have a problem with that. But the just it's inconceivable to me that Gerrit Cole would have done that. And then, you know, he comes out the next inning, and I believe he comes out the next inning because he realizes that he just actually had one of the major screw-ups in Yankee playoff history. And he is here to be the guy that was on that mound throwing that no-hitter.
Right, and he also came out early in game one, and it's like you got to empty the tank. It's elimination. You know, the thing for me, I know that people, and you brought it up, how, you know, Rizzo could have charged the ball, it had more sense of urgency. But it seemed to me, and, you know, we could sit here and talk about, you know, baseball fundamentals all we want, but it seemed to me this is a guy who's played first base at a very high level for a long time. That ball was spinning in an odd way, and he wanted to make sure that he secured it and was able to get the ground ball so he wasn't charging it because it was sort of came off weird off the bat, and he made the right assumption that a guy who's 35 years old, who has pitched in big games for a majority of his career, is going to be there. And by the way, like, even if he thought, Gerrit Cole, like he said after the game, that I thought it was hit harder, how many times have we seen when that play is executed properly, the pitcher sprints over to the bag and the first baseman will be like, no, I got it. And then he steps aside.
You always
have to be there regardless.
It's the number one play that they start with in spring training. It's that there's no excuse for it other than, I don't know, it's called a brain cramp. It's a brain fart. I don't know what it is, but it just was the icing on the cake for that inning. Because dropping a fly ball, throwing the ball to third base, which I think Anthony Volpe made the right play, just didn't make the right throw for whatever reason. And then on top of it, they could have gotten out of all of this had they just done the most basic play in baseball from a defensive standpoint. Ball hit the first base, pitcher covers first base. We killed Edwin Diaz for not doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that play right there just typified the entire Yankee season. And, you know, they had the second most wins behind the Dodgers. And maybe they were so good offensively that they can bludgeon their way all the way to the World Series. And if they would have lost the game 2-1 last night, and it would have been like a ninth inning home run or something by Freddie Freeman, or, you know, just a good solid, you know, grinded out baseball game as opposed to the fifth inning and what happened last night, I think I could take my hat off to the Dodgers and say congratulations.
Well, I mean, also,
but this is ridiculous.
No,
it just typifies the entire Yankee season where they were sloppy on the bases, sloppy in the field. And you're like, and whose feet does that lie at?
It's the star players, man. I'm sorry. Like, you know, and we're going to get probably a ton of calls today about, you know, Aaron Boone's a manager. Or they don't have any fundamentals. These guys have been playing baseball since they were 5 years old. This is all the stuff that all of us who played Little League and whatever else up to high school baseball were taught when we were children. So it's not Aaron Boone's
job.
But you know
what pisses me off more than anything? I can hear the agent talking to when Gerrit Cole's a free agent, and the agent's talking to, you know, Brian Cashman, you know, is it Boris or somebody? It's Boris, I guess. You know, look, you're getting the best arm in baseball. You're gonna get a good bulldog. He's gonna go out there. He's gonna be, you know, the example, you know, for all your players, and he's gonna set the tone, and you know, all that BS that the agents spew out there. And then in the biggest moment in the biggest game, the laziness is on display. I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm not even a Yankee fan.
Yeah, I mean, I
you
don't
know
think
I'm not a Yankee fan.
No, I know, and I don't think this evaporates everything that Gerrit Cole has done good for the Yankees. Did win the Cy Young last year. I mean, he pitched.
I don't care about individual awards.
All right, let me just. Jesus, man. Jumping all over me. I can't even get the full sentence out. But, I mean, this is horrible. This is going to be on his resume forever. But, I mean, signing Gerrit Cole was the right thing to do. I mean, you can't now go back and be like, oh, you shouldn't have signed Gerrit Cole.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying I can hear the agent yapping at the GM, and then the GM standing up there going, we're paying this guy $36 million a year. He can't cover goddamn first base.
Okay, well.
You can't do it.
If we're gonna do that, let's do it all. You're paying a guy $40 million. He can't even catch a ball to end an inning, and he goes off the tip of his glove because he's some, for whatever reason, looking to the infield and not looking at the ball. I mean, we could just keep doing that.
That's a physical mistake.
I mean, it's just insane. That's
just a physical mistake, and, you know, just...
Both are completely unacceptable in these situations.
Two are physical mistakes, and the other one is just a colossal mental error. colossal.
Yeah.
I mean, they had this game in the, not the bag, but, you know, I mean,
no,
he's pitching his ass off, and he just doesn't do. And again, I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. I am so, like, lost for words to explain this.
Could have fooled me.
Okay.
So, I think the loss for words to explain it is he told you why, and he was dead wrong. He thought that the ball was hit harder. It was not hit harder, and he stopped when he shouldn't have stopped. But here's the other part of this whole thing. They went back and they got the lead. So as I'm watching this, I'm like, man, the Dodgers came all the way back. They tied. But I felt like they needed to get the lead in that inning, and then they were going to finish him off at that point. And when they came out with the tie after all that, and yes, they still got five runs, I'm thinking, man, you know, Yankees still home team. They've been hitting the ball. I still think that the Yankees are going to win this game, even after all of that. And they do. They take the lead. And then what happens? They cough that back up. Walks, bases loaded, all of this stuff. Couple sack flies, getting those guys in from third base with less than two outs, with the bases loaded and nobody out. So, I mean, it was the Dodgers were just relentless. And once that little door opening for them, they rush right through. Because it's not just the Yankee mistakes. It's the opportunities that are given to the Dodgers that they take advantage of. Freddie Freeman, of course he gets a base hit. Of course he does. Every single time. You got your words back?
I mean, I'm still disgusted, man. I am. And I'm sick to my stomach this morning, and it's not even the team that I root for. I wanted more baseball. I'm not ready to like just give it up. I wanted to see if the Yankees could pull it off. And you know what? If they win this game, maybe they do. I don't know. Especially because we all thought going into yesterday's game, oh, maybe Aaron Judge is turned on now because of the RBI single the night before. And guess what? Boom, bomb, first inning. Great. Awesome. Off to a great start. 5-0. No hitter being pitched. And then just the idiot stick comes out. And all of a sudden, it's one miscue after another. And it really does encapsulate. You know, this Yankee team probably should have won 110 games. But it didn't because it was so, I don't know, mind-numbingly unfundamental throughout the season. And I said that unfundamental like our guy Brandon Tierney would say.
Fundamental.
Yes, it's unfundamental. I don't know if that's a word, but I just, it's mind-boggling to me that in a World Series that you would do that.
Yeah,
that
and happen. The things that we talked about of actually believing that they could come back, and we said all this yesterday. I was like, all right, when do you start to really believe? And it wasn't just about winning the game and going back to L.A. It was right. About how they were going to do it.
Remember,
and I was like, well, if Aaron Judge wakes up, imagine if he actually has a huge game. And not only does he hit a home run, he also makes this incredible catch slamming into the wall. And here I am, and I'm doing all the silly, like, baseball connection things. I'm like, wow, like, he hurt himself out in L.A. slamming into the wall. And now he's here in a World Series, and he's at Yankee Stadium. He's slammed into a wall. It's coming full circle.
You were thinking that?
I was. And they even brought it up on the broadcast. Well, Smoltz said it, and it made me think about it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's a bird, you moron.
And I was like, man, I was like, those Monument Park ghosts, they lifted him up. You could actually see the hands, the dead hands of Yankee center fielders of the past. Joe DiMaggio lifting up.
Oh, my God.
Aaron Judge.
It's a bird, you moron.
And I'm thinking, here it is, man. This is going to happen. They're going to go back to L.A. They're going to get tight, the Dodgers. It's going to happen. But it didn't happen.
Remember yesterday we had Mr. Balance of Nature on?
Oh, my gosh.
So you do remember that?
Yeah, of course.
How could I forget? And I started yelling at him because I got so mad at Daniel Jones not doing what he's supposed to do prior to the snap of a play that allowed T.J. Watt to wreck the goddamn game for the Giants because he forgot to move the tight end over.
Mm.
And I was yelling at Mr. Balance of Nature because of that.
Yeah.
I was so angry at that play, and I'm so angry at this play last night. I don't know what it is. that just makes me like get insane when somebody makes a major mental error in the middle of these games. And I understand that the other team gets paid, and I appreciate that because I made mistakes myself. But when you're Garrett Cole and you're seasoned veteran, making a huge contract, and you're Daniel Jones, and you're on the road, and this is how you find out whether or not your quarterback is the guy to be the leader of your team. Because in moments like that, he's got to have the clearest head. He's got to make sure that the formation is right and that it coincides with the personnel group in a goddamn huddle. And then you watch this last night, and I felt the same way. I felt this pit in my stomach thinking that people are like butterflying through life, you know, because of all the trappings of all the successes that they've had.
Garrett Cole's not one of those guys. This is a horrible moment, but he's not a butterflying through life guy. I mean, he did pitch well. There's no excuse. There's no defending him not sprinting over to first base. But, like, I don't want to now completely tarnish his reputation as someone who works very hard or someone you want on the mound in these situations or is a bulldog and all those things. He has been those things, but that's what makes this even more confusing. He's a 35-year-old pitcher who has pitched in huge games for a majority of his career after he came over from the Pirates to the Houston Astros and then to the Yankees. And in this moment, when you're up 5-0 and you're cruising and your ass is on the line in an elimination game, you just decide to stop running to first.
And by the way,
it doesn't make any sense.
And by the way, he got himself out of it by forcing this ground ball.
He did.
And
should have been out. Should have been 5-0. Should have been over. Inning should have been over.
And again, you know, every time we come on this show, whether it be with the Mets, the Yankees, the Rangers, it doesn't matter, the Giants, the Jets, it just floors me. And I do have a healthy respect for what the guys have accomplished, and I'm glad they make the money that they make. But when you make a mistake like this, it's so mind-numbing. And I often want to hold the coach accountable. I want to hold Brian Daboll accountable. I want to hold Aaron Boone accountable. But then again, I think about the player that is involved in the mistake that was made and how that mistake manifested itself into a loss overall for the team. Not to mention, you know, how bad Tommy Kahnle was. And, you know, I know all that stuff. That it should never come down to that. And I was floored.
I mean, but
am I overly emotional on this thing?
No, not at all. You're not overly emotional. But I also think that, you know, that being the biggest reason why the wheels came off. I mean, there still were many opportunities where the Yankees could have won this game. And the fact that they came back and took the lead and then the bullpen's just like, oh, you know what? I'm going to come in here. I'm just going to start walking guys. We'll just load the bases again. I mean, that to me, like, once you get the lead back, that's when everybody in that dugout's going to be like, listen, we got away with this for a second. Let's close these a-holes out. Let's do it. We got the lead back. Come on, let's do it. And the bullpen wasn't able to do it. I mean, Kahnle, ball.
Oh, God.
Just really as frustrating as it gets.
He didn't have it. I mean, you talk about just an absolute deflating loss.
Yeah, I mean, it really matters. Like, in this situation, it matters how you lose. It really does.
That's what I said. If it's a 2-1 game and, you know, if somebody hits a home run off of a reliever late in a game, Garrett Cole gave his all. He won 7 innings, threw 100 pitches.
Tippy cap.
Yeah, you tippy cap to them. Hey, listen, he was throwing a no-hitter until all of this entire fiasco started.
Yep.
I couldn't believe I was watching what I was watching.
Yeah, I mean, everything was lining up for them. All the stars were showing up. It was perfect. The team had woken up. And
here
we are. Is
that Pat Sajak behind home plate?
Yeah.
Those were Mercadante seats.
Yeah, they were Mercadante seats. Yeah, Pat Sajak.
How did he get into those seats?
Yeah, you know.
Fox, I thought he's retired.
He is retired. Huge Dodgers fan. Humongous. Season ticket holder, I think, over there. So he wanted to see them celebrate, and he got an opportunity
and
to
do that.
And
the fact that they celebrated on your field, that's another annoying thing. You're a Yankee fan, you got to be livid. I mean, that's Yankee Stadium. That's hallowed ground. Mm.
Did the 2003 Marlins, Eddie, celebrate on Yankee Stadium when they won?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the, yes. And obviously, the biggest one, even though it wasn't a World Series, it was 04, you know, Game 7. I mean, that with the Red Sox in the ALCS.
I mean, you know, and the thing about it is, like, Flaherty was brutal last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was brutal.
Yeah.
There's, oh, well, you know, Flaherty's coming back. He had this great game. Oh, you know, BS, man. He got his ass handed to him last night.
Well, congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I did a Sports Minute congratulating the Dodgers. I don't necessarily know that in that Sports Minute, which is on national radio.
And back on streaming platforms.
Back streaming on the platforms that makes everybody happy. I really couldn't go into just how agitated I was after watching this.
It would have been great, man. It would have been great to have a Friday night out in L.A. with the Yankees having woke up and say, imagine if they had just like gotten off to a good start in that game, top of the first, couple more innings. You're like, wow.
If I had balls, I'd be my aunt.
But exactly. First, and there's Eddie in there. He's just with his happy YE Day shirt on, Yankee Elimination Day.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. You can be happy about it all you want.
Well, thank you for the permission.
I just wanted more baseball. I wanted to see if they could do it.
Of course. Of course. And I picked the Dodgers in six. Oh, by the way, I wanted to bring this up. So Al Dukes, who, I mean, completely detaches himself from the game of baseball during the regular season, which is a fair thing to say. Like, just, like, he'll come in, he'll know what he has to do for the warm-up show, but, like, he is not, he didn't even know that Gavin Lux was on the Dodgers yesterday when, we're talking about, this is a team that played the Mets and the Yankees, and he couldn't get the name of the second base. So, I mean, which is fine, it's Al, it's what it is. I'm not criticizing him for this. I'm just giving you, I'm preface this by saying, he made two incredible predictions in this postseason. One was the Pete Alonso home run. I mean, he goes 3-2. Pete Alonso hits a big home run to win it with against Milwaukee. He had that. Nailed it. Right? Pete Alonso couldn't hit for anything. And he's got 3-2.
Yes.
He's got three-run home run he predicts. Then we go around the room. You know, Yankees in seven, Dodgers in seven, Dodgers in six. Al Dukes, Dodgers in five. And here we are. So it just shows you.
Dodgers in five, and in the fifth inning, the Yankees implode.
It just shows you that it doesn't. Predicting these things is impossible.
I'm a baseball expert, and if you have any questions about the game, I'll be ready to answer.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
It is Halloween. In addition to this Yankee end of season bitch fest that we are going to have today. You know, it's funny. Everybody always says this. And I ran into man John Fox, who is on WCBS FM upstairs on the Fox and Annie program. So as we were parking our cars this morning, I run into John Fox.
Okay.
John Fox. John Fox is a... he wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
John Fox, very, very upbeat, positive, energetic guy. Does a morning show, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So he sees me, he goes... he's like, oh, man. He sees me and he goes, oh, man. Gotta be a big morning for you, huh? You gotta be excited to get in there and do this show. And I'm like, I mean, you would think... But it would have been so much more fun...
Had they won.
They won the game!
Yes.
Like, I mean, everybody thinks that when a disaster happens that we love that. And yeah, the business will be brisk on the phones and people will be complaining. But it's not that fun. It really isn't. Even for the teams that we don't root for.
You know, here's the thing. Like, John, you should tell John Fox, listen, when these teams are winning and we show up in the morning and we get to talk about a game six in L.A. because Aaron Judge is finally locked in, that would have been fun. Now we got to pick up the pieces and we got to deal with this and we got to try to explain away what the hell happened in the fifth inning last night.
Yeah, well, Jerry is here to give us some of that explanation and the highlights from last night. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, I got all of them. We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. So you know by now, all right, 7-6, they lose the game in five. So the Dodgers are World Series champions. I'll take you through all of this here. We will obviously start with the... So he had a base hit. Garrett Cole goes into the fifth inning, hadn't given up a hit. Gives up a leadoff hit, and then this is where it starts.
And it's lined to center field, charging Judge. He dropped the ball. And throws to second. Too late. So that'd be an error on Judge. That's the first time I've seen him drop a ball. So it's an E8.
What does he look at? This is one thing I said to Al. What is he looking at? Right.
It's amazing. I mean, but that's a physical error. That's a physical error. He's, you know.
Yeah.
You could say he's looking at something. He just drops.
It's also a mental error in the sense that he's taking his eyes off the ball to
and
look.
And for what?
It's like it's not. I mean, what could possibly be going on between first and second that he has to be looking at?
The only thing I can think is he's trying to take a peek to see if the runner is too far off and can he
because
double
it's a line
off.
Drive, maybe, and he might have misread
maybe?
It.
Yeah.
Trying
it's
to
very
double
strange.
Him off. But, I mean, yeah, weird.
So then the next batter, as things go from not good to bad.
And the pitch is hit on the ground to short. Volpe throws to third, and it's bobbled. So everybody is safe. Volpe's idea was good, but it was a very tough throw because the runner was going across from him. So that would be another error, I would think.
Yeah,
that's the Volpe.
Yeah, he short-armed it is basically what
spiked
he did.
Spiked it. Not yeah. good. But then you got bases loaded, nobody out. You get back-to-back strikeouts, and the place is on fire.
Right, and I'll tell you what. This is where Gerrit Cole turns into Gerrit Cole. That's the bull on the mound that you want.
And did a great job until it goes from not great to bad to worse.
A ground ball weakly hit to first. Rizzo has to go himself and Betts beats it out. Cole forgot to cover him.
No.
So the Dodgers score.
And by the way,
a weak little ground ball.
He didn't forget.
First.
He just didn't.
And by the way.
Okay. Well, that's terrific.
Mookie Betts, Hall of Fame player, running his ass off down first base. In what looks to be like a very easy play to have him get tagged out or get, you know, put out at first base by the pitcher.
And if you watch it again, you're right. He hits another gear when Cole stops.
Yeah, because he recognizes, guess what? He runs right past Cole and knows that there's no way that Rizzo can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Atrocious defense from the Yankees leading directly to a Dodger run in the fifth.
And so that was on Fox after we heard all the John Sterling clips. And then things go from worst to really crappy.
Now here's the 1-2. Swung on and line to center field. There's a base hit. Two runs will score. And it's a 5-3 ball game. So Freeman comes through again. Boy, the Yankee errors this inning have really hurt.
Yeah, Freeman, the
world's... That's disgraceful.
The World Series MVP, the two-run single to center field. But it was still a 5-3 game in the fifth inning that felt like it was never going to end. And then you get this to where we get all even.
Swung on, a fly ball to deep left center. Judge back, away back. It's over his head and off the left center field wall. Betts has scored. Here comes Freeman. He scores. How do you like that? The Yankee lead is gone.
Yeah.
Terrible.
If you would have told me that Shohei Ohtani would have two hits in a series.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers were going to win in five games, I'd be like, there's no way.
I mean, but we saw that lineup. It's relentless. They could get it from anywhere at any time. So, I mean, I expected him to be better, but that everybody's good. And then Teoscar Hernandez, you know, this is a breaking ball. It's just one hands it. It goes 398 feet.
I thought it was a pop-up.
Yeah. I mean, it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying.
Yeah. Yep. Here was a move to Freddie Freeman on Fox talking about a bunch of RBIs, a series MVP. He was on Fox saying, I drove in all those runs because other guys produced.
12 RBIs. That means there's a lot of my teammates on base. Heck of a job by everyone in this series. I'm glad I was able to get hot at the right time.
Oh, he sure did. We don't usually hear from Aaron Boone, but I'll give you just 10 seconds of him. You can hear this in his voice as the season's over.
I mean, I'm heartbroken. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Exactly. Then there's Aaron...
Is he getting emotional? Like,
I didn't watch it. I only listened to it. I'm not sure. Here's Aaron Judge. Yeah, my bad.
You can't give a good team like that extra outs. So, you know, it starts with me there in the, you know, line drive coming in. Misplay that. So, you know, that doesn't happen. I think we got a different story tonight.
And he knows collectively they blew it because, boy, oh, boy, was that bad.
Yeah, we just didn't get the job done. You know, just a couple... mistakes along the way, that hurt us, but like I said, we didn't finish it, you know, guys.
No.
You know, it's amazing. I think John said it. Because I don't think I've ever seen Aaron Judge drop a ball like that. I don't ever remember seeing it either.
I don't think he had an error all season, I don't think. Or at least he didn't drop a fly ball all year, I know that.
Wait, I mean, that's...
I mean, in 10 million innings of baseball between the 30 teams that play each other for 162 games, that might happen 3 times a season? I mean, that's how rare it is. I mean, it's rare for Aaron Judge, rare for every single center fielder in Major League Baseball. Doesn't happen.
Nope. I'm going to give you 2 Garrett Coles. They're long, but there's a reason why they're long. The question was first base. So what exactly happened there as he tries to muddle through this answer?
I took a bad angle to the ball. I wasn't sure really off the bat how hard he hit it. I took a direct angle to it as if to cut it off because I just didn't know how hard he hit it. And, you know, by the time the ball got by me, you know, I was not in a position to cover first, so, I mean, neither of us were, you know, based on the spin of the baseball and him having to secure it and you know, just a bad read off the bat.
So that's pretty detailed, I would say, and kind of explains it. Then this is the next question. Can you comprehend how fast all that happened?
And, you know, it's baseball. I think... you know,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough inning, but I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, I guess it is a little hard to comprehend, but I mean, at the same time, you know, I feel like we come in the dugout and we're like, wow.
You know, that was amazing. If you watch Gleyber Torres on that play, even he was disgusted by it.
I'm sure they were, because they were out there for a long time.
That was so bad, even Gleyber Torres was sick by it.
Exactly.
That was rough. That was
It's delicious.
Well, watch Gleyber Torres in the background here. What? You could see him. That's not the angle.
Yeah, right here, maybe. Let's see. Over. Yeah, don't go. Ah, damn it. This is it right here.
Yeah, watch
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Most Yankee fans were having a similar reaction.
That is very, very true. And then next hour, I got to go through the Soto sound. We'll get to that because I've seen some quotes from him talking about free agency and what is ahead. By the way, should mention Walker Buehler, a 1-2-3, very easy ninth inning for the save. And also, Giancarlo Stanton finished with a home run in that third and the go-ahead sack fly in the sixth, all for naught. So his postseason, which was spectacular, ends as well. The Dodgers win the World Series. Okay, week 9 in the NFL opens tonight with the Jets and the Texans. You had the Knicks beat the Heat 116-107. We were talking yesterday about Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah,
they figured that out last night. 17 of 25 from the floor, 44 points, 13 rebounds, and then Jalen Brunson, only 22 points, but 18 of them came in a very big second half where they came back from 13 down. Knicks in Detroit tomorrow. The Nets beat the Grizzlies on the road, 119-106. Dennis Schroeder had 33 points and 8 assists. The Devils with a shutout win over the Canucks, 6-0, and the Islanders were shut out by the Blue Jackets, 2-0.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankee aftermath today on this Halloween 2024. Always is a fun day in my neighborhood. I am looking forward to that a little bit later. Tossing beers to the dads, giving full-size candy bars to the children, playing music outside. It's always it's a fun day, but it's not a fun morning for Yankees fans, and we are not the type of Mets fans that celebrate in the disaster of the Yankees. Eddie Scazzeri does. I used to do that many years ago. I have changed my tune on that. This is a rough one. I do have, like, there are friends of mine that I like who are Yankees fans that I do feel for. Now, they have seen lots of championships, more than me, more than probably I'll ever see, but that still sucks, man, for them last night. And they hadn't been in the World Series in 15 years. And the way that it happened was just
delicious.
Just insane.
Yeah, it's...
This is a never-forget type of night.
Right, exactly. And the thing for Yankee fans who have followed this team all year long, they've seen the sloppiness in certain areas of the game, and one being defense, the other one being base running. They've seen, and you know, to me, you drop a fly ball like Aaron Judge did, that's a one in a million situation, as you said. You know, Anthony Volpe kind of gets a little bit handcuffed between short and third. Like, the ball doesn't even leave the infield. You know, I will say that Gerrit Cole really bowed his back, and he got two key strikeouts, and he gets that, you know, the ground ball to first base, and he doesn't cover first base. I mean, that is just part and parcel of what the entire Yankee year has been like, whether it be Gleyber Torres not running balls out or making errors at second base or
running the bases like drunks, as John said,
right? Or Juan Soto, you know, the adventures out in right field at times. I mean, it's a little bit mind numbing. It really is. And I can't wait to hear what Juan Soto has. I hope what Jerry had, because I didn't hear any of this. I hope what he is talking about is not so much about free agency already. I know
he was asked directly.
The question, and basically,
he answered it.
I hope the answer is like, hey man, we just lost this game. I'm not even thinking about that right now. That's not what I'm
answer. That's not the answer, or even close to the answer. And I know Jerry will play it later, but he he was asked directly. All right, so this is here we'll go. So you can go to Al, Jerry's got a lot of stuff, so I feel bad taking this from him, but he's still got a lot of stuff. You go to the SNY Mets X account, the video. It was 5 hours ago, and it says Juan Soto was asked if he expects the Mets to go after him in free agency. Even if you do a Juan Soto search, it should come up on the top. So while Al's looking for the answer, oh, he's got it. Juan Soto's asked, you be Juan Soto for a second, all right? Did you give me the answer
that I would like
that
from
you
him
would
to give?
Yes, that you wanted to hear from him.
Because this is what I would say in the aftermath of this debacle last night.
Right. Okay. So Jerry's going to come in here and play it. But you think the Mets are going to go after you in free agency?
You know, I'm not really worried about the Mets right now. We just lost a really bad game here at home, and you know, I'm not even focused on that right now. I'll wait a couple of weeks. I'll sit down with my agent, and then I'll talk about it. But at this moment right now, I just got to get over this loss.
Okay.
So I don't have the one about the Mets. I have the one prior. I was just getting to that.
Okay.
This one turned my head, though.
All right.
I have the question and the answer about free agency.
There's a perception that you would rather stay in New York than go elsewhere. Is that perception correct?
I don't think so, man. I'm really happy with the city, with the team, how these guys do. But at the end of the day, we will see. We're going to look at every situation, every offer that we get, and take a decision from there.
So that's like the fourth free agent question he was asked. He answers them all. Like, I know what you said, maybe.
Well, let's listen to when he's asked specifically about the New York Mets, because this is
what I was about to cut up.
Right, this is not great either.
I mean, I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so. Are we going to be available for all 30 teams?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so he didn't answer it the way you wanted him to answer it.
No, I mean, like, I just wish you would take into account what just happened and how 48,000 people went home last night, and I'm assuming 95% of them were hardcore Yankee fans who just could not believe what they witnessed.
Yeah.
And how just so crushing it was. Because I always try to remember, like, how crushing it is for the fan, because I'm a fan myself. And I know, because my teams, you know, haven't won championships, and we can go down that rabbit hole. But the fact is that the fan has got so much invested in the game, in the team, in the history. And it does give us all a real kind of like, a sense of pride that when our team is playing well and they win. That's why I was saying yesterday that when the Giants went on those runs to go win those Super Bowls, it was amazing around here.
Oh, of course. And I think that it's just a stark reminder that as much as you care, you'll never get that same passion out of every player on your team. Some, yes. Some really, really care about winning, want to do it for the fans, want to win. It's a World Series, want to deliver it to the city and all that. But most aren't going to care as much as you do, especially with the way that the money is now. And Juan Soto's one of those guys. And I'm not going to sit here and blame him for that. He plays his ass off. He does. Every single game, he works hard. He plays hard. Every at-bat is a grind. He has earned every dollar that he is going to be offered.
Yeah, the other thing I would have loved to have heard from him, if he's going to answer those questions, hey, man, I just had an unbelievable year here with the Yankees. I love playing here, you know, and hopefully it works out that I could stay here. But if not, you know, my year here was so enjoyable, you know.
Yeah. He might have said that as well, but
hey, if I don't know.
But I mean, he's basically, yeah, I'm available to all 30 teams. So,
of course he is.
We're not closing any doors.
Hey, baby, you got some Met fever?
Yeah, I mean, of course the Mets are going to make an offer. I mean, there's no way they're not making an offer, and I would assume it would be significant. But hey, and by the way, spending a lot of money, it did work out this time
for both teams.
Yeah, it did, but the Dodgers went really crazy. I mean, really crazy with Yamamoto and Ohtani in this offseason. And generally we say, hey, look what happens. Teams with the highest payrolls, and you got teams like the Diamondbacks in there, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, so this year
about
worked.
Think about this pitching staff next year with Ohtani pitching.
Well, and Tyler Glass now.
Yes, and Walker Buehler, who actually pitched really well.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be a pain in the ass in that National League. There's no two ways about it.
They were essentially missing four starting pitchers, and they went out and they went and got what's his name from the Tigers,
Flaherty.
They got him in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just to have an arm out there that's a legit arm.
Yeah. So you would think that they might be even better next year.
Yeah. I mean, the bullpen was great for them, but I would just say that when they have their starting rotation all together. And that bullpen?
Well, maybe Soto goes out there.
He may.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.